In the past fortnight, there's been a tear in the seam of the Australian fashion label Gorman's success, as a report on supply chain and workers' rights has raised questions about the brand's ethical practices. The 2016 fashion report by Baptist World Aid Australia gave Gorman's parent company Factory X the worst grade awarded. Gorman's responses to the report have created further drama, as many consumers now believe the brand has no ethical integrity. Gershon Nimbalka is the advocacy manager for Baptist World Aid. The Wire's Talia Svingos asked him why a company like Factory X scores an F grade.
So the companies that scored the worst on that report, the D's and the F grades, they were companies that we looked for publicly available information for them and couldn't find a lot. And then when we went to engage those companies to get deeper understandings of what initiatives they might have to ensure that workers aren't enslaved and that they're not being exploited, those companies often chose not to respond. And if companies aren't willing to tell us what they're doing to make sure that they're protecting workers and they have strong systems in place, then there's no way for us to know that they're doing enough to get rid of exploitation and slavery and child labour from their production processes.
Fashion brand Gorman, who operate under Factory X, have received a great amount of backlash since the report was published. They said that their customers have been misled and that the F grade is a reflection of a failure to reply and not a failure to comply. What is Baptist World Aid's response to this?
So it's important to say that we didn't grade Gorman. They may operate under a different labour rights system to the rest of the Factory X brands that we did grade. But our response to Factory X as a whole is that if you're not letting customers know what you're doing, then how can customers have any assurances that you are doing enough to protect workers? And if they do have strong systems in place, why would they not share that publicly and let people know that they do, in fact, know who their suppliers are? Reports in its third year have been well recognised as an industry benchmarking tool, and most companies see that as a really positive effort to be able to see where they need to improve, but also to understand where they rank.
And I guess that's where Gorman got so much backlash from. They were graded poorly, and they didn't seem to address it in the way that the public liked. What happens if they did turn around and begin to address it positively?
Yeah, I mean, if Gorman do come out and are really publicly transparent, then we would celebrate that right alongside with them and be making efforts to communicate that to the people that are interested in the Australian Fashion Report. For us, that would be fantastic to see them take that step forward in transparency and start publishing what they're doing to ensure that workers are being protected.
Would you actually change anything in the report at all, do you think?
We remain open to engaging all brands, regardless of how they've been graded, and updating that research to our subsequent reports. We intend to keep releasing these reports to track the progress of brands. So if Gorman had a lot more transparency to what they were doing and did have strong systems in place, then we would be really eager to let the public know about that in our next report and share some of those initiatives during the year.
Gershon Nimbalka, Advocacy Manager for Baptist World Aid. Gorman and their parent company, Factory X, were unavailable for interview but did provide a statement from owner Lisa Gorman. The statement says that the company elected not to be affiliated with the Baptist World Aid organisation as they did not know their real processes but are still continuing to address their social and ethical responsibility and take it very seriously. I spoke to author and media commentator Jane Caro about how Gorman's decision to reject the Baptist World Aid report has backfired on the integrity of their brand.
From the response of people on social media and indeed many of their customers, that it hasn't actually played nearly as well as they would have hoped. In fact, I think that was inevitable. If you get an F rating on a report like that, the only thing to do is say, we're horrified, we're investigating, and we're going to do better in the future.
The Instagram post did receive, as you said, a lot of negative backlash. Why wasn't this a successful strategy for crisis control?
Because it was trying to be glib. It was trying to say, oh, it's all rubbish, our workers love it, by showing a worker. It was as if, there you are, we've solved the problem. And, you know, the very first comment I read at the bottom of that Instagram post said, I bet he's got a gun to his head. Well, okay, message failed.
Given the high price point of the brand and the focus on ethical production, what will this do to the public's trust in the brand?
You've got to be very, very careful of this stuff because there are still rumours doing the rounds about Nike and the method of production of Nike shoes. And this was something that exploded in their face, you know, many, many years ago now. And that's the problem. When there is an issue, particularly to do with human rights, treatment of workers, and particularly when we're in the area of the rag trade, which is kind of notorious anyway, you really have to be scrupulous and the mud can stick for a long time.
How could Gorman pick up the pieces?
They need to do a mea culpa. They just need to say, we're sorry. We miscalculated. We did the wrong thing. We're horrified at the rating that we've got, and we want to look into it. We want to look into why we got that rating, and we want to make sure that, you know, our practices are ethical, and if they're not, we want to fix them.
Jane Caro, author and media commentator, speaking to The Wire's Talia Sfingos.